think I would start by saying how sad it is that you don't know this wonderful story, a tragic story, but it's very wonderful. I would say that this was a man who was truly good and truly following the call that God had asked of him.
The model of Hussein, the model of social justice, the model of advocacy is something that we can find in all faiths, but there's a wonderful illustration in Islam.
Hussein is never usually one of the major figures in these dialogues. Often you might have discussions, for instance, of Jesus or of the prophethood of Muhammad. Hussein doesn't figure very often.
He was somebody who I think waited quite a number of years before he would even take up leadership. And I think that's something I see in Hussein's life, that he obviously had a sense of duty.
Outside of the Islamic traditions, there's very little known about him. And here is a model of a spiritual leader, of a religious leader, of a political leader, who actually, I think, could speak much more broadly to the world. It would be nice to include Hussein in the sort of pantheon of religious greats that often people talk about: Moses, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, these names that people regularly know.
You're dealing with a really tragic event that took place in real history, you know, a handful of people, and outnumbered by vast army, and deprived of water, women and children. So it's a tragic, terrible story.
It seems to me that Hussein is a figure that one can identify with because he lived in such a key period in the formation of Islam, the early period of Islam. And what strikes me most of all is the emphasis, if you like, on what we'd call today social justice, this sort of sacrifice, the trying to better society. And that's what we need.
He was killed because he was fighting for justice. He was fighting against the injustice of the world. And I think you see that again and again in our world today.
Because the story that's there about fighting against injustice of a small group who stands up against the tyranny of the many. These stories echo throughout our religious traditions and give hope and light to all of us.
The Battle of Karbala is a tragic moment in the early Islamic tradition. It's a marker of a split that was beginning to burgeon that now went seemingly irreconcilably apart.
But what we can learn from our models, like Hussein and the experience with Yazid, is that it is possible to fight oppression. It is possible to develop what I would call a critical solidarity. And how much easier is it to develop that solidarity with partners in faith? I might not have the same faith as you, but I'm a partner on the same journey as you. And I respect your position, I respect your faith, I respect your claim to truth. All I ask is that you respect mine. And that's what we need to work towards. And that's why I think the model of Hussein is a very important model.
In the story of Imam Hussein, in the story of Karbala, where it takes defeat and turns it into something else, turns it into hope.
Because there is so much in that story that affects us in today's world, I think. It's speaking to us down the centuries and what is going on in the world today. There's so much in that story. He really is a model for all humankind, really.
Imam Hussein goes at the behest of the people. We're with you. We're 10,000 strong. We're mighty. We're there with you. And then, in actuality, he is with his family and a few followers all alone.
The impact of the story is that it's a historical tragedy, and any great, any moment like that where people resist heroically is a powerful story that transcends its context.
There's one thing that I do repeat in various ways. Kula Yoman Ashura, Kula Ardhan Karbala. Every day is Ashura, every place is Karbala. And what this is saying is that every place has its moments when people have been oppressed and killed for standing up for freedom. And this kind of thing happens every day. It's happening today, it happened yesterday, it'll happen tomorrow, and it will carry on happening.
The fact that those in the Shia members, friends that I speak to say, and now when we look back during Muharram and Ashura, we say, we would have been with you.